Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
Hi, sweet baby James, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Sean Doyle. 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the great marketing experts of our time. Fitzmartin.com is his website. Fitzmartin, F with a Z, Fitzmartin.com. His books are Shift, Engage, Embracing, I'm sorry, let me start over. Enabling Profit is one book, and the other one is called Shift. You'd think I'd be able to talk by now, Sean, wouldn't you? Hey, Sean, thanks again for being here. And thanks for 16 great years of hanging out with us. We're talking about email, and it's still a powerful tool. It's still the foundational tool of the communication of the world of communication. I don't care who you are, what you do. And so naturally, because of that, there's a lot of abuse, and you've been pointing some of that out. Go ahead.
Oh, love. We've met the narcissist, the faker, the presumer, and now we're going to meet another person you know. It's a lazy guy. So Parker here sent me a note. It's a lazy guy.
And these are actual emails. He's reading from real emails, folks. These are actual emails. Go ahead, Sean.
I didn't mention that. Thank you, Jim. So Parker just says he wanted to make sure that he reached the right person and wants me to reply to him and tell him if I'm the right prospect. You're kidding me. I'm not going to do your work.
This is where you write him back and say, yes, I'm the right person. Congratulations. You've helped me identify people I will not do business with.
Did he think I would? Then we're going to wrap and turn the corner here. But Mr. Overeager, I think, is another one of my favorites. Dominic sent an email last week, he says, about a potential partnership.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second, Dominic. I don't know you. Mm. Yeah, I have this visual of Dominic on a first date.
Right.
Saying, hey, I'm glad to meet you. I'm Dominic. What do you think about getting married?
Let's get married.
Would you like to get married?
What Dominic doesn't know, if you're like me, is, I don't want to be a partner with people I know, and I don't even know you.
Rob, also in the same category, this is probably one of my favorites ever. I'm trying to do a good job staying in your mailbox.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Well, let's turn the corner. How do we do a better job of email? How should people use email for in their sales process? Where should it plug in?
Well, yeah, I'd say the first shameless self-promotional plug is to go to Amazon.com and find the book Shift. I wrote it for executives who are in charge of marketing or around marketing, but they've not been trained for the task. Mm-hmm. And in it, one of the things that Shift talks about is to turn the corner and quit talking about yourself. When people talk to themselves, we call it crazy. When businesses talk to themselves, we call it marketing. Well, that's just not right. So we've got to turn the corner. And I think the perfect place to start with a great sales meeting is the great subject line. Tell me why in the subject line. That's where you make the evaluation. If your subject line's not working, then forget it.
Let me ask you a question. You're still talking about a cold email, someone you don't know.
I take a little contrarian point here. Jim, I think it's okay that I feel like the convention of the internet and the email is that you can introduce yourself over email. You can also introduce yourself over LinkedIn and some other tools. But I think that it's okay still to do that. But you've got to tell me fast so I can make the decision. You've got to remember I am in control if you're trying to sell to me.
Yeah.
So let me make the decision. and but make it an introduction. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, these people all pretended that we had a relationship or they knew something about me. It's okay if you don't know me.
But see, I think that's to me. If you're going to get my attention, you almost can't write a good enough email. If it's out of context. Now, see, I get people send me emails and want to pitch something for the show. Well, that's in context, right? Well, I'm in that marketplace right. all the time. So, I mean, if it comes to me instead of my producer, I'll forward it if I think I like it. But I'll read those. But if it's something else completely, you know, out of context, I revert back to your lazy person thing. If you send me an email, if somebody sends me an email and says, hey, Jim, we don't know each other, but we have a mutual friend, Sean Doyle, then I'm going to read that one. Because I took the time, so that person took the time to find some kind of relevance that would make me break that email out differently from all those other cold emails. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Exactly. Or show me something in your email subject line that if I'm trying to sell the greatest gadget for radio shows, then let me tell you
yeah.
right away that I know your business. Hey, mm-hmm. Jim, we invented the new widget.
Yeah.
And you know how important this is for radio shows. Oh, okay. I do know how important that is for radio shows. But then, I mean, make it about me.
Of a cold call as much as possible, because I still think cold calls are fools.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, FitzMartin.com.
Well, that's the secret.
FitzMartin.com is the website. The books are there. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, y'all write good emails today.
Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen, with FitzMartin.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.